For marketers, the problem with frequency is that it's expensive. Two ads on Seinfeld cost about twice as much as one ad. Two ads in Time magazine cost about twice as much as one ad. Two direct mail letters cost exactly twice as much as one. You can't have both reach and frequency in the old media. With a fixed budget, marketers had to choose. So there's a huge trade-off in most media. When you use interruption marketing to drive home a message, you've got to decide whether you should target a new prospect, someone you hope will sit up and take notice of your clever and novel advertising, someone who will jump up and say, "My God, I've been waiting for this product all my life. Where do I sign up?" Or, for virtually the same cost, whether you should market to someone who ignored you the last time you tried to sell them something. Faced with the choice of the cheap and easy aha sale or the frequent, persistent, dripping water sale, many marketers understandably choose the former. Back to Muhammad Ali again. After he's hit someone 10 times and the guy's still standing, the opportunity for the quick knockout is long gone. Only through persistence is Ali going to get this guy down. The easy path is no longer available. Yet the path that remains is the one that works, frequency. So even though frequency is expensive, it still must be used. The reason national advertisers need to spend so much money, for example, Procter & Gamble spent more than $2 billion last year, is that without reach and frequency, you can't build a national brand. But consider this notion. What if frequency were free? What if you could cut through the clutter and know that the recipient of your next advertising message was actually going to pay attention? What if you knew that instead of focusing your advertising on the sizzle, you could make it all steak? The power that comes from frequency is obviously enormous. The only barrier was how inefficient it was. But with permission marketing, for the first time in this arena of growing clutter, frequency is effective and efficient. Every direct marketer and catalog marketer has an A-list. This is the list of people who buy proportionally more products than the rest of the population. When the J. Crew or the Land's End catalog arrives on the A-list customer's doorstep, attention is paid. Orders are given. The prospect trusts the merchant. The prospect buys from the merchant. Without realizing it, these direct marketers have built a permission-based relationship with these customers. Is it any surprise they buy more? Is the permission overt? Did the customer say, "Please, go ahead and send catalogs"? Well, not quite. But by buying from these catalogs, by rewarding the frequent interruptions with business again and again, these consumers now anticipate the catalog. They've decided that the catalog is relevant to them, and they hold off on purchases until the next catalog arrives. Imagine how much better the A-list would be if there were explicit rewards and overt permission instead of the more subtle relationship that exists today. Permission marketing is a disciplined process that allows any marketer to find the same level of attention and effectiveness with its prospects. By overtly creating benefits in exchange for giving permission and then delivering on the promises made, virtually every marketer can dramatically increase the effectiveness of its frequency and deliver it at lower cost. In essence, permission marketing takes the efficiency that comes from having prospects pay attention and turns the savings into frequency. Once you know that the vast majority of people you target want to hear from you, frequency starts looking pretty attractive. And when you can use the power of the new media to deliver frequency that's free, you've hit a home run. The biggest secret of the internet is that it is inherently a direct marketing medium. In fact, the internet is the greatest direct marketing medium ever. Email is the main reason people use the net, and email delivers frequency for free. Permission marketing will allow you to harvest that frequency. Again, where does trust come from? Trust comes from frequency. But before frequency turns into sales, it turns into permission. Permission to communicate, permission to customize, permission to teach, and permission is just a step away from trust.